Welcome to Expect Increase, where mindset and sales meet. This is episode 65, How to Handle Days When You Just Can't Deal With Anything. Hi, I'm Sherit Richardson, founder of Digital Innovation Media Group, where I'm the lead designer and marketing strategist. And what we do is we help business owners convert traffic to more clients, followers, and engagement. You can get more information at digitalinnovationmg.com. And I'm joined today, as always, by Rashana Price. How are you?
Hey, everyone. I'm doing great. Hi, Sherit. Yes, I am Rashana Price, a leadership and success coach and trademark owner of the phrase giver of awesomeness. I truly believe every single person has something awesome to give to the world. It is their gifts and their talents. And I help you do that faster in a way that really feels meaningful through the services that I offer. You can learn more about me at RashanaPrice.com.
Yeah, so today we're talking about those days where you're like, I just can't deal. I can't seem to get my weight. I can't seem to focus. And I personally have been there. I just recently relocated to New Orleans. My husband's a pastor here, and we were living in North Carolina for 8 years. And so just anyone who's ever moved can truly understand, you know, how it is when you are at a new place, and you're, especially if you have children, and you're dealing with not only with getting yourself acclimated, but your kids acclimated. And yet you still have a business, you still have clients, and you still have obligations. And so there are just certain days where I was just like, oh my gosh, I can't, you know, I just can't. And I'm just going to talk about what I did and what, you know, I recommend that others do as well if you've ever had those days. And I think even if you're not moving, I think it's just normal, natural tendency, you know, for people to have those feelings. You know, no one is up at 100% every day, you know, right?
Right. Yeah. And I can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, honestly, people that are always on a high, they make me a little nervous.
Right.
I'm like, it can't always be that good. Right. Like, yeah. But I understand why people do that, because no one wants to unload on other people, or it's a good way, right? Like, fake it till you make it, or perhaps they're just in a place where they're like, I can't lean into how I'm feeling. So I'm just going to say everything is good when it's not. But there are days definitely in business where, yeah, pulling up to the computer is not the thing that I want to do, or settling in to write is harder than I need it to be. And it's like, oh, I don't know what's going to come out today. Or reaching out to people for leads, cold calling, or even soft cold calling, which is like from people that I've worked with in the past, or people to need to follow up with. Those are the places that I'm challenged.
Right. Because that's, you know, it's very mentally draining to do stuff like that. And there are days where you're like, oh my gosh, I just don't feel like it. And then you begin to guilt yourself, like, oh, I shouldn't feel this way. But the reality of it is that it's human. You know, everyone is not going to be, you can love your job, for instance, you can probably love what you're doing, but there are days when you're like, oh, I just want to stay home today. Because, yeah. And so I think that when you have days like this, and just knowing that days like this are going to happen, there are some things, at least one thing I can think of right now that I know that's really helped me is having a day, a break day already built into your schedule. So for me, it's either Monday or it's Friday, and of course it changes because of whatever is happening. And that's a day where I may just take myself to an afternoon movie. I may go work out. I may go do some things where I'm just totally off the computer and I have a chance to get my mind refocused. So when I come back to my work, I'm more refreshed. And so that's more of what helps me kind of get myself away from it. Because if you're doing something every day and you remove yourself from it, you find yourself thinking about it. And you're like, you know, I have an idea about, you know, like that book, or that you know, another idea just popped in my head. Then you find yourself naturally back at the computer working, back on your grind. But you just need to take that break. You know what I mean? So have it already built into your week. You know, go buy that movie ticket in advance so you have to go. You know what I mean? And take yourself out. Cause I don't do client calls on Mondays and Fridays anyway. So I also have those days open for admin, content writing, scheduling, whatever. So I can take a break from those days without worrying about it conflicting with any type of potential client outreach or anything like that. And that has really helped me.
Yeah, that's a good strategy. What I try to do is front load my hard. Mm-hmm. So, and like get it out of the way and then reward myself with things that I really enjoy or that are more of my sweet spot or come more naturally in the afternoons. Also because I'm fresher in the mornings. So because I'm fresher in the mornings, it's easier for me to do that.
Okay. So what you do is basically just go hard, go at it and just get it done. You have a get her done.
Yep.
Okay.
Perfect. I have a get her done in the morning kind of mentality. And so for me by noon or so, I'm like, all right, that was good. I did that. And I also have a list of things that I try to win at. So there's 12 things on the list. And if I do 4 of the 12, then that's like a winning day.
Right.
And so once I've had a winning day, the rest of it is gravy on top. That's how I look at it.
I like that too. Like doing it today, like a to-do list, and then you're just scratching them off. And then you can look back and say, well, I got all this done today.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly. But it's not like a list of like, do this. It's like the hardest thing that I struggle with is like the reach out and the lead generation. So on the list are ways that I can have lead generation, different ways to be creative in doing that. And so then after I've done 4 of those things, then it's a winning day.
Exactly. And yeah. I think it's important that we touched on this earlier, is not to beat yourself up because you have things like that. Already have it in your mind that these things are going to happen. It's going to happen. You know, you're going to have days where you're like, look, I just can't. And that's normal. I mean, unfortunately, when you're working in an office with someone else, you have to go whether you like it or not. Right. So, but one break about working for yourself is that you can take a couple of hours to really give yourself time. Because if you don't, then you really, really hate your business. And you may talk even more negatively to yourself. So just say, hey, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay that I don't feel like this. Now, obviously, you know, there's exceptions to this, but just saying in general, Penny, there's nothing pressing in your schedule, but just say, okay, it's okay. I'm going to just go and do something for myself for a couple of hours, and then I'll come back to this, and that is fine. Because I can tell you, I felt that guilt for, you know, just taking some time for myself and doing something for me. And my mind said, well, you should be working. You should be doing this. You should be doing that. But I know myself. I know that I need to take some time to just separate myself and just take a break. And that's okay.
Yeah. And I think the thing to remember is like when you were working, like just like when I was working in like a traditional office corporate environment, that throughout the day you would have breaks built in because people come by, they talk to you, you get up and get coffee, you go to the break room, you go to the bathroom, you do all of that. Mm-hmm. When you work for yourself, and especially if you have like a home-based business,
right,
you can find 2, 3, 4 hours may go by and you've not done anything other than what you were doing when you first started, sitting at the computer or writing something or responding to emails, those kinds of things. So you can actually get a lot more done fairly quickly, but it does leave you where you've been in a work mode for longer periods of time and you didn't build in breaks.
Right. And then one last thing is something that I'm going to do today actually is removing myself from my home and going to the library or finding somewhere that has, you know, Wi-Fi where I can sit and work, because sometimes a change in environment can do so much to where you're like, wow, okay, I'm vibing here. Cause I know, okay, I only have so much to be here, so much time. You know, typically I would go while my kids were at school or at camp. So I knew I had to wrap it up by a certain time. And it kind of puts you in that office mode that you just mentioned where you're like, okay, this has to be done by 4 o'clock. And you're able to now program your brain to let's go ahead and knock it out and get it done. But you're not in your house where, you know, you're distracted. There's stuff on the floor. There's dishes. You know what I mean? You're somewhere totally different. So that could be a good thing to do when you have those days. Just get out the house. Change your environment.
Yeah, I think you cut out a little bit because I didn't hear, there was like maybe 10 or 20 seconds, but I think what you were saying was being able to get out of the house is important and changing up the scenery. And I too actually am doing that today, this afternoon, for the same reason, because there are some things that I know I need to get done, but I don't feel like I'm going to be able to do them in the productive, in the state of mind I'm in right now. So I need to get out and go. So I'm going to Starbucks to sit and do what I need to do. So yeah, being able to switch it up is always good. And depending on who you are and how you think, having a little bit of noise, white noise in the background, or a little bit of hustle and bustle actually can be it can help you focus, it for me.
Yes, it does. I think, I mean, that white noise, I don't work in pin drop silence ever. So for me, I definitely need to have something around me, and it just helps because it does put you in that mode of working. So I definitely think that that is very important. So yeah, I'm going to be heading to the library today and, you know, just getting some work done, putting in a good 2 or 3 solid hours and have a very productive day. So hopefully we helped you with those days because we know they're coming and we want you to be able to know how to deal with it and not feel guilty about it and beat yourself up. But also, we gave you some tips on how you can handle it when you're going through it. So we thank you so much for joining us today. Keep in mind, this is a pre-recorded episode. And so we definitely invite you to subscribe so that way you'll be notified first and foremost. Excuse my kids. First and foremost, hey, we're moms, so this is what happens. So
yeah,
you'll know exactly when new episodes come out. So that is what it is. But hey, I'm Sharique, and you can find me on Instagram at Digital Marketing Works. On Facebook, my business page is Digital Innovation Media Group, and LinkedIn, Sharique L. Richardson, MBA. And there's only one because if you find another Sharique, let me know. But another Sharique Richardson, let me know. But as of now, I'm the only one on LinkedIn. Rashana, where can we find you?
You can find me on Facebook and Instagram as Giver of Awesomeness, and on LinkedIn and Twitter as Rashana Price.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for listening, and we will definitely chat with you next time. How you know, man?